Lesson 13, Part 2. In the years between 1946 and 1950, Marilyn got only small parts. But by 1953, she had starred in two of her most famous comedies, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and How to Marry a Millionaire. In January 1954, Marilyn married baseball hero Joe DiMaggio. She was then 20th Century Fox's biggest box office attraction and an international sex goddess. Only 9 months after they got married, while she was working on The 7-Year Itch, Marilyn and DiMaggio got divorced, but they remained friends for the rest of her life. In 1955, Marilyn announced the formation of Marilyn Monroe Productions. She wanted to play serious roles instead of the dumb blonde roles she usually got. She began taking acting classes at the famous Actors Studio and associating with New York's intellectual crowd. It was then that she met the playwright, Arthur Miller. In December 1955, 20th Century Fox got her to sign another contract, promising her more serious roles and approval over her film's directors. Her first film under the new contract was the drama Bus Stop, for which she won critical acclaim. In June 1956, Marilyn and Arthur Miller were married. She then starred in three comedies, The Prince and the Showgirl, 1957, the smash hit Some Like It Hot, 1959, and Let's Make Love, 1960. Marilyn then starred in the drama The Misfits, which was written especially for her by her playwright husband. During the filming, Marilyn was frequently ill and depressed, and she became dependent on sleeping pills, tranquilizers, and alcohol. She saw a psychiatrist every day. In January 1961, a week before the opening of The Misfits, she divorced Miller. About a month later, she was hospitalized. She was seriously ill, both physically and emotionally.